What do you say to your anatomy notes?
Fuck you, anatomy
notes. Life's a foolish game. Do you ever feel the same? Well, maybe we could change. Turn the ship another way. Feel it in the darkness. We're sailing right into those jagged cliffs. Simple equation for an enclosed system. Natural world gone missing. Plus all I see CO2 emissions equals degradation. Waste and shifts and mass extinction.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I love the fact that they're advertising that book now, and they're misleading it the same way they did the Harry Potter book. They're like, find all the details from the movie in the book.
Yeah, like the girl, when we were coming out of the theater, was like, I can't wait to read the book now. I'm like, well, you're not, it's not the same.
I just love it, though, because it is, like, it is really interesting if you read it, because, I mean, it talks about all the different creatures, but it's literally, like, a dictionary of creatures.
Yeah.
So...
they got a script book. Did you get that for the library?
I did get the script book for the library, and I put it out yesterday, and I offered it to a kid, and then they, like, bitched me out because they're like, I don't want spoilers, and I was like, okay, then don't check the book out.
Yeah.
But somebody took it, because it was gone.
It's like the Rogue One novelization's already out, and people are talking about.
There's a prequel book that's come out, too.
Yeah.
Is that the same
no,
one?
No, I'm talking about a novelization and maybe, like, when they do those.
Okay, because, like, last year, like, none of the Force Awakens books came out until after the Force Awakens came out.
Do you know the novelization to Batman Rising has the Joker in it? Because when they're breaking out all the criminals at the prisons in the third Batman movie, they say, what about the Joker? And the criminals say, like, no, we're not going to break him out. And then you're supposed to hear Heath Ledger laughing.
Ooh.
But Christopher Nolan didn't want to film that, so they didn't do it.
Mm. Anyway, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Because if we start talking about Batman, I'm going to talk about how terrible Batman vs. Superman was.
Was that the one we saw in the theater?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. We've had this rant before with each
other. I mean, it was like kind of... okay, well, we're not supposed to be talking about Batman. So. Never mind.
I'm just waiting for Wonder Woman, all right?
Yeah, so. Which I hope it does well, because, you know, the bros will complain and be like,
if it doesn't
girl.
Do good, they'll be like... see, that's what
why are there
do.
Vaginas in my superhero movie? Like,
we're off topic again.
Yeah, all right. So Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them features Newt Scamander in 1926, something like that. I don't know. Like, pre-Great Depression America. He has just, like, gone on a worldwide trip to find fantastic beasts and write about them. And he ends up in New York with a suitcase full of such
creatures.
And, of course, they break out and cause mayhem.
It was the Niffler. He started it.
It was the Niffler. The Niffler was fucking cute as hell.
I know. I need him.
So cute. Stealing shit. I liked the Occamy. Like the,
which one was that?
It was, like, the bird that could, like, it could change its size to fit.
The bird snake thing?
Yeah.
It's
like
kind of like a Chinese dragon.
It could, like, expand to fit any container, and it could shrink down to fit any container. It was really cool.
I like the monkey thing.
The demi guys. Yeah. Oh, the demi guys was
I
so
love
cute.
Them.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And I liked Newt, even though he's a Hufflepuff.
I mean, I love
shots fired over here.
I just want to know more about him and Lestrange.
I know. Like, oh yeah, I guess we should mention spoilers. But
yeah, maybe. I mean, it's kind of a given if you're listening to a podcast about the movie that you can just put it in the title.
I just like how they called her. They had the Americans pronounce it Lestrange.
Yeah.
So for a second there, you don't get, and then you're Lestrange.
Yes. I feel like she must be a bigger part later on in the next four movies, because they cast Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
And she's, like, kind of becoming a name actress, so, like, she's been in a lot of stuff of late. And Ezra Miller was in it, and he's the Flash, and he was like, really sad and awesome, and he made me feel big.
That's why I knew he had to be a bigger role. It's one of those things where they cast somebody
Yeah.
Unless you pull a Scream, the first Scream movie, and Drew Barrymore dies or something like that.
Dude, I love the Scream movies. Hey, did you hear? They found her liver in the mailbox. Liver alone!
I remember, like, last year I watched those movies for the first time.
They're fucking amazing.
I love them. And I think her character is, like, one of the best.
Sydney?
Yeah, one of the best super, best female, strong female characters. Because even though she's scared throughout the whole thing, she fights, too. Like, she's not just whimpering.
Yeah. What was the muggle guy's name? I never remember his name.
Jacob.
I thought his name was Jacob.
His character's name.
Jacob Kraskowski,
something
like that. I can't remember exactly.
I don't know. I was gonna say something about him, but
yeah, he was good in it. He was adorable.
I loved their little bro-ness and everything. Yeah. Like,
I was worried his character would be too much of like a goofy character, but he was so cute.
And like he held his own against the, you know, he's a nomad and that's a muggle in America, and like he held his own against them and. I don't know. I hope to see maybe, like, romance between him and Queenie.
I love Queenie.
Would they be in the other ones? Because aren't they set in a different
country?
Yeah,
the next one is supposed to be France. Set, like, 4 years later in Paris, I guess, is what they were saying. Because, the Fantastic Beast thing is kind of, like, there's kind of two stories going on. There's Newt and his story of collecting and cataloging animals to try and, like, bring more understanding to the magical world. Because, like, in America, they have, like, really, they've cracked down on breeding of creatures and all kinds of stuff. And it sounds like their laws predate the ones in the UK.
So is he, like, the Audubon guy?
Like, he kind of seems like he's a little bit of, like, a naturalist. He's got a Darwin Audubon kind of feel to him. And he's, like, rescuing the creatures, too, because he wants to release a thunderbird into America is why he really comes there. But, like, the second part of it is that it's, like, the rise of Grindelwald. Because it's, like, it takes place, the fight between Albus, his brother, and Grindelwald is in, like, 1899. And then this takes place in the 20s, so it's, like, he's building an army and stuff. And then the end of the Fantastic Beasts movies is supposed to end with, like, Grindelwald versus Dumbledore in, like, their epic battle at the end of World War II.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
That'll be neat.
I read the spoilers online.
I was
going to
say,
That's how I knew who was going to be in at the end of the movie.
Why are you knowing this?
Yeah, but they could change that by way before then, because that's a long ways away.
Wait, so they're making 5 movies?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
And Newt is not going to be the main?
Well, I don't know.
I think he's going to be the threat throughout all of them, but I think it's going to be like the Grindelwald stuff's basically going to be happening in the background probably until the last couple.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Harry Potter books, the first few are self-contained with the Voldemort story going through them. And then the last couple aren't self-contained books.
Yeah, and kind of, like, in the background of all the Harry Potter books, like, you see the stuff of, like, the Death Eaters kind of building, but it doesn't, like, necessarily affect the central story.
It was so well done.
I thought the first four of those, three or four, you could probably read by themselves without the other
one. I could see that. I don't know, I really liked Fantastic Beasts. I was a little, like, skeptical. I wanted to like it, but I wasn't sure I was gonna, but I really liked it.
I know. For some reason, I, like, thought it would be boring. I don't know why. I'm not, like, usually a fan of, like, spin-off things, you know? So I'm like, ugh.
Well, and I was a little worried, too, because, like, the last time they did something like that with one of these, like, small books, the Where the Wild Things Are movie, I didn't enjoy that movie at all.
Oh, I want to do so bad. But the book is, like, 12 pages or something. And they made, like, a 3-hour movie. And I was like, it was so boring.
The thing about that, they faithfully adapted it. They did adapt it,
but you know what? It felt like it was missing a little bit of the whimsy from it.
It looked very good, though.
And also, the biggest message at the end of it is supposed to be that, like, even though...
Max is a fucking brat.
Well, he is a fucking brat. But even, like, though he's being pissy and a brat and everything, when he comes back, like, his mom still has food hot for him and stuff. And it's supposed to be, like, they reconcile. And maybe I'm not remembering it right, but I didn't feel like that came across in the movie.
I like the kids' books when it turns out they're dead or something.
What? Like the fucking Narnia books?
Yeah, where
that
they
is
died.
So messed
they
up.
Died in a train during the bombing
that
in New York.
That is so messed up.
They died during the Blitz or something. I don't know. I'm a bad librarian. I've never read the Chronicles of Narnia. They bore the fuck out of me.
I've read the first one.
Don't read them in the official order. Start with
The Magician's Nephew?
Yeah, that wasn't the first published one, but it's best if you start with that one. And it's better than other.
Your drink is so strong that I just burped and it, like, came out of my eyeballs. I'm just telling you.
Hey, it's bad. So I bought this.
You're welcome, Internet.
What was that soda I bought? That Jamaican soda the other day?
It was a ginger ale.
Yeah, it was a ginger ale, but it was, like, spicy. I swear that thing, like, tightened my ass.
My favorite is
I think
still...
he put that on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
No, he's said, like, fire coming out of my asshole.
I think
something.
I said my sphincter. But that stuff was strong.
I liked that part in the movie, because when Jacob, like, got bit by that thing, and Newt's like, oh, well, the first symptom would be, like, flames coming out of his anus. So, spoiler, no flames out of his anus.
The thing is, I liked Newt, and, like, he obviously was meant to be the main character, but the focus was, like, on Jacob a lot of the time. So
he, like
kind of
stole the show.
Yeah. So I feel like he'll be like that in the rest of the movies. Maybe, like, he's kind of the main, but, like, he doesn't carry the whole story.
And I wonder if that's, like, because of the way Eddie Redmayne, like, plays him. He kind of plays him, like, he's, like, hunched over, and he's like,
so
always
adorable.
Looking
he
to
plays
the
him
side.
As the doctor.
He does play him as the doctor. He really acts a lot like the doctor.
Mm-hmm. It's like Benjamin Cumberbatch plays Sherlock Holmes as the doctor.
Benjamin, what?
He does.
Benedict.
Whatever.
Benjamin Cumberbatch.
Well, I want to be proper. His name's probably Benjamin.
No, it's Benedict.
Like the eggs.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you know his mom was on the old Thunderbirds show? You ever seen it, the old puppet show?
I feel like I've seen it.
Thunderbirds.
But...
his mom played, like, the spy lady or something, like the madam, something like that, or something like.
The madam.
As an aside, he really annoyed me this week with his comments, and I forget what magazine he was in. But
really?
He was,
an actor says something stupid?
He was like, oh, it's not hard to have a career and children. And it was like, said the man that has millions of dollars and probably a nanny plus a wife to take care of the kids. Like, it's so easy for men to say,
guys,
like, oh, it's not hard to have kids
it's
and a career.
It's easy,
like,
for anybody, a man or a woman.
Ask,
like,
any
you got
single
tons
mom,
of money.
Please.
It's like when these people, like, ask some actresses and stuff, like, what's her name for Veronica Mars? They're like, how can you have kids and still be in good shape? And she's like, I got money and time. That's why. Like,
yeah, like, I love Kristen Bell. She keeps it real.
Her.
I love her.
Like when she said, she's like, they're like, how hard, bad is your depression sometimes? She's like, bad enough for me want to kill reporters.
She is Veronica in real life.
I
okay?
love her.
So, I like Benedict Cumberbatch, but I feel like that was a poor statement to make because it was very, very privileged.
Yeah.
So, and I forget what magazine it was in. I feel like it was GQ or some shit. I don't know.
Of course it was GQ.
Also, half of those, the thing is, it's actually honest, the fact that what celebrities say, like, magazines make up interviews all the time.
That's also true.
Like, they will, like, and it's
or,
sometimes
like,
it's
twist
on,
what they're saying.
Yeah,
something.
Sometimes it's on purpose, though. Like, they'll, like, say, I want to interview with your star, and if they're busy, no, just make up some stuff. And you just hope they don't make up anything really
I would
bad.
Never say that. Because...
I would be like, nope, bye.
Plus, if you sit in, like, one of those things, like, when they do the press things, they basically rent out, like, a series of hotel rooms, and, like, each star will be in a different room, and the press people basically go from one room to another, asking the same fucking questions to people for, like, 12 hours.
You know who
day.
Seems to have good humor for that, though, is The Rock, a.k.a. the
sexiest
man
alive.
You know, like, there was some nobody internet blog interviewing him for the, forgive me if I don't say it right, but Moana, the new Disney movie that he's in, and, like, they were like, our readers want to know if you could, like, you know, be another Disney character, so they asked him to be Buzz Lightyear. It was pretty good. And he humored them, like, he's charming as fuck.
I want Rock to be in every movie.
I know. I just want him to play every character in every movie. I'd watch it.
Well,
I'd watch it.
He's going to be in Shazam, maybe. He's playing the main bad guy in it, Black Adam.
Shazam.
They announced, I think, who's playing Shazam. I forgot who it was.
I don't remember. That fell off my radar.
It fell off my radar in, like, 1990. So.
Well, they announced him in that. They signed him for that role way ahead
of like
time.
A long time ago.
And that's a good segue into what we were talking about, Johnny Depp, like, the signing of him.
Oh.
They may have signed him, like, 4 or 5 years for that. We don't know.
I don't know. But, well, like, first of all, it was not a surprise because they, like, released information about his casting, like, a month before Fantastic Beasts came out. So, like, it wasn't a surprise. And it really could have been, like, a bombshell in the movie, but they, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody got to ruin stuff. Like, we can't have nice things. This is Christopher Eccleston on Doctor Who all over again. Like.
When he got mad and quit?
Yeah, exactly. This
yeah.
is why
I
we.
Like,
the first
I like
season
knowing
of
stuff
the first season of Modern Doctor Who, he only played him one season. And the BBC, for some reason, decided to reveal that he wasn't going to be there next year. And Christopher Eccleston got mad and said, I'm never fucking working with y'all again. He's like, it could have been such a great surprise for the fans.
Yeah. Like, on the one hand, like, I want to know stuff. But then on the other hand, it's like, that would have been, like, a really good bombshell to throw in there is, like, oh, you know, because, like, Colin Farrell's in it. And he's a really big name. And to, like, only have him in the one movie, that was kind of, like, a shock.
I wish he would have been the main bad guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, he's really good in Daredevil. I love him as Bullseye in Daredevil. He's just freaking crazy in that movie.
He's so good.
And I liked Michael Clark Duncan as a Kingpin.
He is good, but Conqueror's hot.
I know, you have like a boner for
he's
him.
He's one of those...
Who doesn't?
He's one of those guys that look kind of dirty and they're hot.
But he kind of is. Wasn't he the one, I don't know, it was a long time ago on VH1, he like pissed in a plant on the red carpet.
I feel like that's him.
Probably.
If not, let's make that go viral. He pissed in a plant, guys.
I think he did.
He used to have a rule that, like, I think it was like, they were like, you can't cuss in the movie or smoke. And he's like, you gotta give me one of those. You ain't let me smoke or cuss.
Aw.
You should have seen it. Have you ever seen In Burgess with him?
I don't think so.
It's really good.
In Bruges.
Whatever.
In Burgess.
I'm American. I say it the way it
was. It has Mad-Eye Moody in it, too.
Yeah, it is. Oh. It's really
good. He's like an assassin in Belgium.
Oh, you know who was in it but got cut out of it? Matt Smith. He played him younger, the Mad-Eye Moody character.
He's in that Netflix one, The Crown.
I almost started watching
that. Yeah, he's in that.
Yeah.
It's in my queue.
It was in the email
like
I got.
500 things like mine is.
I just say it's in my queue.
The never ending.
With everything else.
So we should just say it's on Netflix.
Pretty much.
I love when my queue's so big on like Netflix that stuff will go off and then it'll come back on and all of a sudden it pops up and I'm like, oh, I guess at some point in the past few years I had that on my queue.
But Netflix has so much good shit like Stranger Things, which we're going to talk about later.
Yes.
Like, all the Marvel stuff is super good.
So, what'd y'all think about it overall, the movie?
Tina, what did you think of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
I liked it. I liked the stuff they added in, like, what are the Obscurus?
Yeah, I liked that, too.
And I totally called who the Obscurus was. I knew it.
Oh, which, that was one of the things people are talking about online is now, like, is Ariane Dumbledore... Was she an Obscurus? And I think that's a great theory. Because, like, she couldn't control her magic, and that's why Muggles attacked her and stuff.
Yeah, because I always felt like she had, like, a wizard schizophrenia or something.
Yeah,
like,
and, like,
she...
it makes perfect sense maybe for her to be an Obscurus.
It's always been hinted at that Dumbledore killed her by accident.
Yeah.
Maybe he had to kill her on purpose.
Yeah, because, like, something happens during that three-way fight between Albus and... What the fuck's it? Aberforth.
Aberforth.
Yeah, that's his name. Albus, Aberforth, and Grindelwald.
Yeah, maybe he had to kill her on purpose because of that.
Yeah, so I thought that was, like, an interesting thing to come out of that. Yeah.
Oh, and I also wondered, like, okay, they supposedly obliviated... Is his name Jacob?
Yeah.
But at the end, all his little baked goods were, like, in the shape of creatures and stuff, and I'm like,
He's the boy with the bread! I had to say it.
It's 6 degrees of pita. But do they have, like, repressed, like, memories of it or something?
I don't know. They didn't do, like, an actual obliviate on them. Like, he had the Thunderbird release that serum across the city, so, like, maybe it doesn't take.
Also,
and maybe, like more anti-witch hysteria will come across.
Also seemed like a very Doctor Who ending to the story, if you ask me.
I don't know. It, like, kind of, like,
that's why she should have wrote for Doctor Who. They asked her in the very first season, Russell D. Davis, like, got her phone number, and he called her and was like, well, you want to write a script for Doctor Who? And she's like, no, not really. And he was like, oh, I just thought I'd ask. No harm in asking.
She probably gets, like, 8 of those phone calls a day.
Poor thing. Let me play her a violin. Oh, it was so good, though.
Yeah, it was. I recommend it. People should go see it.
I think the next one, they should make a really long title, so it'd be like, Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Him, The Paris Attack with the Big Green Monster.
God, make it too fast, too furious.
Too fantastic.
It's like the Neil Gaiman book, what is it, At the End of the Lane?
The Ocean at the End of the Lane?
Yeah, it was actually supposed to be like the witches and the people and the scary things that in the ocean at the end of the lane. He was trying to make the longest title he could make.
He's such a troll. That book was fucked up, by the way. Like, you should read it, guys. The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
That was fucked up. You really should read it.
My favorite Neil Gaiman story is the woman, I think Scotty Young did artwork for. Remember the one about the guy, and I said that's the most Doctor Who story that Neil Gaiman's ever written?
Shit. I remember us having that discussion, and I don't remember what book it was. And it had really Scotty Young artwork?
I think it's Scotty Young that does it, where the guy's kind of like, it's not the milk.
Oh, yeah, that is Scotty Young. Yeah, Fortunately the Milk.
Yeah, Fortunately the Milk is really
good. Oh, I love that book. It was cute. Cute. Like, the dad is supposed to be going to get milk, and then he ends up, like, abducted by aliens or something.
Really, I was going to say, another dad getting milk story. We know how this ends.
They go out for milk and they never come back. Yeah. It's either milk or cigarettes that the dads go out for and never come back. But yeah.
I'll see you guys later.
Good Charlotte dad.
You still suck.
So are y'all excited for the next one to come out?
I am. I don't know when that, like 2018 maybe?
Are they going to do one a year?
I don't think so.
God.
I feel like it's one every other year.
Wasn't The Hobbit every year?
Yeah.
So was Harry Potter. That was too many though. After like the first.
Harry Potter wasn't one every year.
The first one though, like the first two or three took longer, and then they had to rush out the rest of them though, didn't they?
I feel like they were every other year. I think maybe some were a year apart.
I think they were every other year, and then like The Deathly Hallows was like back to back.
Yeah.
That's just because it was one movie basically.
It should have been one movie. I mean, to be real.
But I loved it.
I mean, yeah, me too.
I love it. And then, what's the other thing we have? Like, oh, Netflix, A Series of Unfortunate Events. That's our next thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, shit's going to be good.
Well, I'll end this one, and we'll
He's
talk about that.
He's cutting us off.
No,
so.
I got to go
Bye,
take
Internet!
A
the giant hook is coming to pull me off
here. I got to take a bathroom break.
You got to finish it.
Yep, exactly. Possible solution.